Our next story is about Barry Duncan. He's a man with an obsession that follows him everywhere he goes.
I'm walking down the street
in Boston, where he lives, and he'll see a street sign, for example,
"Don't walk."
And Barry, he cannot help himself.
What I usually think is, where will the middle be? What letter will this have to turn on? Don't walk. Don't walk. Don't walk.
And after just a few moments,
where will the middle be? Middle be. Middle be.
He's got it.
I would just say, "Walk, sir. I risk law."
Which is a palindrome.
Which is a palindrome.
A palindrome, a phrase that can be read the same backward and forward, like a man, a plan, a canal, Panama, or
some men interpret 9 memos.
Barry Duncan calls himself a master palindromist. He's renowned for writing some of the longest palindromes in the world. One of them was 800 words long. He fills up pages and pages of notebooks. He recites them at parties. He writes them for local businesses. His obsession started in 1981. Back then, Barry Duncan was working at Encore Books. It's a bookstore in Philadelphia. He was 24, and one day, he picked up a book on wordplay.
I just opened up to the page or chapter on palindromes, and when I saw palindromes on the page, I just felt like something was missing that I needed to do. And so I've been doing it since then.
Now, what's most amazing is that Barry can do a lot of this in his head. Take our first example, "Don't walk." How would you make "Don't walk" into like a longer palindrome?
If I said, for example, "Walk, sir, I risk law." The "I" is the middle of it. And so you've got "walk, sir" on one side and "risk law" on the other. Then you could build it out from the center. So, let's keep "I" in the middle. "I walk, sir, I risk law, I." So you've got that I hanging off, "risk law, I." So you might say, "Won't I risk law, won't I walk, sir, I risk law it now."
That's incredible. Anybody listening to this right now should be writing this down. You should listen to this with a pen in your hand. I need a pen. I can't do these things in my brain.
One of my favorite ones that I've written, just because it was never noticed, when I was in Russia in 1997, I sent an email to a friend and I gave it the subject line, "Part one, Russia is sure no trap." And the person never commented on it, so I think maybe it was never detected to be a palindrome. I was watching television, this is a couple of years ago, and I saw a commercial for the final episode of Lost, TV show Lost, and I thought, my gosh, those people are still on that island?
I believe in destiny. Yes, you do. You just don't know it yet.
That's not over yet?
Where are we?
But if we can't...
So I wrote one, and it's just, no, still, it's not so long, no. Lost on. Still. It's on? I like the incredulity expressed in that one.
What's the secret to writing a good palindrome?
The key to writing a palindrome is finding the middle, the letter on which the palindrome is going to pivot and turn. Once you get the hang of it, it's a very beautiful thing. And I mean, it's one of life's sweetest moments when we find the people or things that are right for us or fit us. And that's how I feel about me and reversibility. Once I saw it, I knew it was something that was missing. And now we've had a pretty good relationship for 30 years.
Master palindromist Barry Duncan, he spoke to us from WBUR in Boston. He wrote a palindrome for us here at All Things Considered. It's over 150 letters long. You can check it out at our website, npr.org.